with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A gunman is dead, two other people injured after a shooting at Old Dominion University today. Gray Krieger took a cell phone video in the aftermath as police ran across the lawn.
Active shooter on the ODU campus. I think he's subdued. That's my building I had to be in over there. You got cops running across. The entire police force of Norfolk is here. Once again, Old Dominion University in Norfolk, VA.
Earlier, Old Dominion University said the gunman who opened fire at the business school is dead and two people were hurt. Campus police now say one of three victims has died after the shooting. A man armed with a rifle rammed a vehicle into a major synagogue in a Detroit suburb and was fatally shot by security today. A witness said the vehicle caught on fire after crashing into the Temple Israel Synagogue in West Bloomfield Township. Also at SRNnews.com, foreign correspondent Karen Chamis reports on the rise in oil prices as Iran continues to target Middle East capacity.
Analyst Jessica Caldwell says the rise in oil prices is not uncommon in these situations.
We saw the same thing in 2012 when Russia invaded Ukraine.
Iran's attacks came as American and Israeli strikes pounded Iran with...
That is Karen Chamis reporting. Here's Alex Viega with the latest on mortgage rates.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to just over 6.1%. The average rate is now back to where it was 5 weeks ago, not far from its lowest level in 3.5 years. Mortgage rates are influenced by several factors, but generally follow the trajectory of the 10-year Treasury yield, which lenders use as a guide to pricing home loans. That yield has moved higher as the war in Iran stokes inflation fears among bond market investors. I'm Alex Vega.
This is SRN News. Lawmakers in New Hampshire have killed two pro-life bills.
One would have banned abortion after 20 weeks of pregnancy, while the other would have protected pro-life pregnancy centers. Experts say both measures could be revived at some point in the future, but they're unlikely to pass and would face a certain veto from Governor Kelly Ayotte, who is a Republican but supports abortion. New Hampshire is a mostly liberal state where members of both parties tend to be in favor of abortion. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo says a Catholic bishop has resigned after he was arrested while trying to leave the U.S. following accusations that he embezzled $270,000 from his parish near San Diego. The resignation was announced after Bishop Emmanuel Shaletta was charged with felonies, including money laundering. Shaletta, who pleaded not guilty, was arrested at San Diego International Airport. The sheriff's office says somebody from the church provided documentation. This is SRN News. President Trump took to the road yesterday to push his economic message and attack a Republican critic.
President Trump traveled to Ohio and Kentucky Wednesday, touting his efforts to pressure drug makers into lowering drug prices. But he also found himself addressing the spike in gasoline prices prompted by the Iran war.
Prices are coming down very substantially. Oil will be coming down. It's just a matter of war.
He moved on to Kentucky, where he attacked Republican Congressman Thomas Massie.
We got to get rid of this loser.
Massey's been one of Trump's highest-profile GOP critics.
This guy is bad. He's disloyal to the Republican Party. He's disloyal to the people of Kentucky. And most importantly, he is disloyal to the United States of America.
I'm Ben Thomas.
The U.S. has punched its ticket to the quarterfinals of the World Baseball Classic. The Americans got the help they needed from Italy, which beat Mexico 9-1 last night. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.